Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get up! And nothing gets me down. You got it tough.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Hope you'll take advantage of all the things we have there, the multimedia content that we have there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joel Barker is our guest, folks. Joel, that's right, Joel's back. Joel is one of the great futurists of our time, for sure. And he's been joining us now for a number of years with the information about what's coming at us in the future and some of the broader picture issues that we have in our lives these days. Joel, one of the things that you've been tracking is this notion that America might not be as great as it used to be. Americans getting the idea that maybe our best days are behind us. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, there's two things to that, too, by the way. You know, I talk about the power of vision, the importance to have a positive vision of the future. And when we start looking in retrospect, that is actually the very first signal. When somebody says, remember when, that's the first signal that you need to do some work. Mm-hmm. And so part of what I do is I look for people who say, no, you actually, America, you've got a lot of stuff in front of you. And The Economist magazine, which is one of my top reads,
right,
because it's mostly British point of view, so mm-hmm. we get to look at ourselves through their eyes. And they said, hey, time to cheer up. You know, stop bemoaning things. You're actually doing very well. And so they basically put up a kind of a list of things that we should look at ourselves, and a couple of things they chided us on, but again, they said it was totally within our power.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing is China. Oh, China's going to take us over as an economic power. Therefore, they will become a world power.
Mm-hmm.
And the Economist editorial writer said is it doesn't work that way. The residue, what we've already put into the world in terms of our influence, is so large that it's probably a century to two centuries before mm-hmm. we would actually experience a significant downturn in our influence. Mm-hmm.
And that's assuming we stop right now.
Exactly. That's yeah. It went to zero right
yeah,
now.
Right. Which is not going to happen.
Not only is it not going to happen, but if you take a look at the way we deal with the world mostly, we are on the right side trying
that's
to
right.
do the right thing.
That's right.
And they said China has no history of that.
No, they have no history of that, and they don't. And their current... their current proclivities don't lend themselves to that either, and on many levels. And I'll tell you something else. With regard to the China dynamic, this is an area I've covered quite a bit on my show, Joel, and that is that not only should we not underestimate America, I think we have people have a tendency with China to do what we did 20 something years ago with Japan, and that's to overestimate them.
And, you know, you and I think have talked about this, but China's got this huge senior population.
They've got one of the most dysfunctional demographic scenarios in China in the world.
Yeah, I would even use the word scary.
Yeah, I would go along with that. And also, another thing that's scary about China is their environmental situation.
Yep.
It's a potential global nightmare. But that's China. Let's get back to America.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say the reason America shouldn't worry so much about China is those two things that you named are profound internal issues that they're going to have to spend money on. And the big issue has always been military. Oh, China's going to build this gigantic military and they're going to do all that. They won't have the money to do that,
right,
and we do. So we will continue to be a extraordinary military power with the ability to project power to places, both to in our own interests, but also to help other people. And they said, "Cheer up, that's a role you."
As long as we don't lose our values that have been basically at our core for more than two centuries, we'll be fine.
That's right.
Regardless of who's turning the dials, American values are still very much in play. All right, what's next?
Yep. Well, the one thing they chide us on, and they say the economic issues that we have,
mm-hmm.
which is that we have not supported the international marketplace because we've been kind of futzing around with our own money.
Right.
And they said it's actually a political issue and that our politicians have got to understand that they got to stop doing that.
Which, now, specifically, what are we doing?
Well, we just went through the shutdown of our government.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And we're talking about not extending the debt limit, even though we've already accrued the debt.
Well, that's kind of the British meddling in our business, and I don't think that they can chide us on that if they want to. They might not like that, but that doesn't mean they're right.
Well, here's why they said it. They said it disturbs and upsets the rest of the world, saying, would America ever really do that? And if they do that, what does that do to our own money?
Well, that's a good point. But I do agree with them that if they want to chide our politicians in Washington, they have to get in line for that, Joel, because I'm behind me and probably you too, right? I mean, these, you know, and of course, I'm hoping we got some good news yesterday out of Washington. They had a get together, and they may have come up with the first rudimentary steps towards some kind of compromise. The first time I've seen that kind of compromise in decades, I think.
Yeah,
Joel,
for sure, in 4 years.
Ryan and Patty Murray, Congressman Ryan, Senator Murray. I think I liked what I heard, even though I didn't like everything that I heard. I liked what I heard.
Wouldn't you like to have been in that room? On
the wall? Yeah, I would have. I would have. What else did the? What, well, I'll tell you.
Well,
go ahead. One more quick thing.
Yeah. Well, fracking gives us natural gas, which disconnects us from the complete dependency on oil that we've had. That's a big deal.
Right.
That our soft power, people still respect us in terms of our culture. And lastly, it is another morning in America, is what they conclude.
The 21st
century is going to be good for us.
And don't forget America's innate generosity.
Yes.
Americans are generous beyond any other societies in the world. Tim Till, right back with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.